This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for Maldives after concluding his landmark visit to the United Kingdom last night. Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maldives beginning today at the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the 60th Independence Day celebrations of the Maldives as the guest of honour tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Mali is abuzz with preparations to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Indian national flags, banners extending warm welcome to Prime Minister are prominently displayed across the city. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu will jointly review the progress of comprehensive economic and security maritime partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet other Maldivian leaders for discussions on a range of bilateral issues. Some MOUs, agreements in the areas of bilateral cooperation are expected to be signed in this visit, along with inauguration of various infrastructure projects. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at Maldives' 68th Independence Day celebration. This year also marks 60th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Maldives. The state visit of Prime Minister to Maldives is expected to lend further momentum to bilateral cooperation between two countries. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mali, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani News, Indian High Commissioner to Maldives G. Balasubramaniam said that Prime Minister Modi and Maldivian President Muizu will take stock of the progress in the implementation of India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership.
This partnership, this document actually defines the role in which of these countries would be playing and the areas in which both the countries would be cooperating. Maritime security, of emergency financial assistance, developmental assistance, people-to-people contacts, increasing the trade and economic relations between the two countries. These are the areas in which both the countries are working very solidly, and there have been many negotiations that have taken place, and some of those things would certainly be signed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi.
Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and UK also signed a landmark free trade agreement, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. After the signing of the FTA, Prime Minister Modi said this is a historic day in bilateral relations between India and UK. He said this agreement will be beneficial to the youth, farmers, MSME sectors in India.
आज हमारे संबंधों में एक ऐतिहासिक दिवस है. मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि कई वर्षों की मेहनत के बाद आज दोनों देशों के बीच कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न हुआ है. यह समझौता मात्र आर्थिक साझेदारी नहीं बल्कि साझा समृद्धि की योजना है.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India-UK Free Trade Agreement is a landmark deal that will boost trade, investment and employment. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent in London, Mr. Goyal said that this unprecedented agreement will benefit farmers, small businessmen, MSME sectors, startups and other service sectors.
This will spur investments on both sides because given the certainty and stability that a free trade agreement provides, it is quite obvious that manufacturers, MSMEs, our food processing industry, textile industry, all of them can now look for long-term contracts and long-term business potential.
The Election Commission EC has said that over 99% electors have been covered in Bihar under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. In a statement, the EC said that according to local BLOs, 1 lakh electors are untraceable. The poll body said 21.6 lakh electors have been found deceased, over 31.5 lakh permanently migrated and 7 lakh electors found enrolled at more than one place. In cricket, England were 225 for 2 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 2 of 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester yesterday. Ollie Pope and Joe Root were on the crease and they will carry forward the innings on day 3 today. Host England are currently trailing by 133 runs as Indian innings ended at 358 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.